Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, on Tuesday, voters made many important decisions, but the Federal Communications Commission was also busy voting. In a unanimous decision, the FCC decided to open up what is known as the white spaces on the television spectrum. These frequencies will be available when the U.S. switches from analog to all digital broadcasts in February 2009. Telecom companies had fought hard to keep those spaces restricted, but other industries, consumer groups, independent media, and those looking to narrow the digital divide all supported greater access. The research director of the New America Foundation's Wireless Future program said that all previous debates about internet access were based on bandwidth being limited. That's no longer the case. He summed up the FCC vote as fear, uncertainty, and doubt, along with, quote, PR spin, failing, in, quote, the face of physics and the ground reality of engineering, end quote.
In a strange Election Day twist, Evergreen Defense and Security Services offered itself to election officials in its home state. Evergreen is an aviation company and military contractor with a history of working for the CIA. The firm's president sent an email to Oregon County clerks on Monday saying that Evergreen, quote, has recognized the potential conflict that could occur on November 4th. EDSS proposes to post sentries at each voting center to assure that disputes among citizens do not get out of control. All guards will be unarmed, but capable of stopping any violence that may occur and detaining troublemakers until law enforcement help arrives, end quote. None of the county clerks took EDSS up on their offer since there was no reason to expect violence. EDSS hadn't done its homework either. People in Oregon vote by mail.
While the sun is setting on the Bush administration, activity is heating up. A host of so-called midnight regulations are being drafted and pushed through before January's changing of the guard. Every exiting administration uses this approach, because while the regulations are put in place quickly, they're hard to dismantle. The Bush White House is trying to influence a wide range of issues. The last-minute changes include easing or lifting constraints on industries like power plants and industrial farms, relaxing controls on emissions that contribute to global warming, lowering drinking water standards, and lifting a key restriction on mountaintop coal mining. As many as 90 regulations are in the works, and at least 10% of them are economically significant because their cost or benefit would be more than $100 million annually. The Bush administration knows it needs to act fast. When they took office, any Clinton-sponsored measures that had not become law were immediately scrapped.
Irony isn't dead, at least not in the offices of tobacco giant Philip Morris. Marketing pros have successfully turned the color pink into a symbol for the fight against breast cancer. But PM's Virginia Slims brand is preparing to launch a pink purse pack of cigarettes. The compact container will hold the light and ultralight smokes that have always been targeted at women. PM announced the introduction of its pink Virginia Slims during October, which is also National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Many anti-cancer and tobacco control groups are outraged and say that the move, quote, shows contempt for women and their health by putting a pink gloss on a product that causes lung cancer and heart disease, two of the leading killers of women, end quote. Looks like we really haven't come a long way, baby.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Evergreen Defense and Security Services. Their aviation division, which is based in Oregon, has a long history of working with the CIA. In 1980, an Evergreen plane flew the recently deposed Shah of Iran from Panama to Egypt, just hours before the new government in Tehran was going to send an extradition request to the Panamanian government. In 2006, Amnesty International named Evergreen as one of the aviation companies participating in the CIA's extraordinary rendition flights. That's the CIA's program to secretly kidnap and transfer terror suspects from one country to another for detention, interrogation, and often torture.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.